Welcome to Hearts Alive, a Sunday school curriculum leading all hearts to Jesus. This week is Year C, Spring, Week 7, The Big Idea. On Easter morning, the angels proclaimed, "Jesus is not here. He has risen. Alleluia. The tomb is empty. We serve a risen Savior." Memory verse. Remember, Jesus said, "The Son of Man must be handed over to sinful people. He must be nailed to a cross. On the third day, he will rise from the dead." Luke 24:7. Bible background. On the morning of the resurrection, the women went to the tomb to preserve Jesus' body with spices. But when they got there, there was no body. The stone and soldiers barring the entrance of the tomb were missing. Jesus had walked out of the tomb alive. Finding the tomb empty, the women were greeted by angels of the Lord, who said, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? Jesus is not here. He has risen." This moment in time marks the miracle upon which our salvation rests. Old Testament. In the New Testament, 1 Peter 2 shows how Jesus is the rejected stone alluded to in the Psalms. The stone imagery is also apparent in the stone rolled away from the front of Jesus' tomb. Since God has spoken of these things in the Old Testament, the Jews would have known these verses and recognized the allegory. According to the Lord's plan, a precious stone would be laid in the ground of Zion, the ancient name for Jerusalem and the seat of Israel's power. The builders would reject the stone God laid, but God would make it the cornerstone and foundation. King David rejoiced in the day the Lord would do this, Psalm 118:22. Isaiah said, "It was by this stone that humanity's covenant with death would be broken." Isaiah 28:14-18. Jesus. Jesus declared his identity in a parable, Mark 12. He told about some ungrateful tenants in a productive vineyard. When the owner of the vineyard sent a servant to get some of the produce, the tenants beat the servant and sent him away. They beat or killed every servant the owner sent. Eventually, the owner sent his beloved son. He too they murdered. Jesus asks the chief priest if they knew the words of David in Psalm 118. And they instantly recognized that Jesus was saying they were the ungrateful servants of the parable. They would reject and kill God's cornerstone. The day after they killed Jesus, the religious leaders remembered that Jesus had said he would rise from the dead. Matthew 27:63. They went to Pontius Pilate, who directed that the tomb be sealed. With what? A stone. This is more than coincidence. The tomb was sealed with Pilate's name, making its desecration a criminal offense. Guards were sent who faced penalty of death if they failed to maintain the rock's position. But God, who is not bound by Pilate's laws or the laws of nature, moved the stone, revealing the miracle that saves our souls, Jesus' resurrection. The church and the world. The women who set out with their spices to preserve Jesus' body were to discover the resurrection. Their faithful service to Jesus, even after his death, was rewarded with a view of the greatest miracle of all time. We do not discuss miracles a lot, but we should. It took a miracle to achieve our salvation, and our entire faith rests on the truth of it. The Apostle Paul said, "If Christ has not been raised, your faith doesn't mean anything. Your sins have not been forgiven. Those who have died believing in Christ are also lost." Do we have hope in Christ only for this life? Then people should pity us more than anyone else. 1 Corinthians 15:17-19. If we are followers of Jesus Christ, then we are believers in the resurrection miracle. Christianity stands or falls on this hope. This is the hope we share with others, the miracle of God's promise fulfilled. Let us glorify Christ this Easter by reflecting on what actually happened and then glorifying Him by bringing the hope of that miracle to others. For more information on our children's and adult curriculums, go to BibleStudyMedia.com.